To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Police have identified the man they say is responsible for the series of shootings Monday night that left five people dead. Four people were killed Monday. Another woman died of her injuries Tuesday in a hospital. Police say they were familiar with the 47-year-old shooter before Monday night. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin.
This individual was on the radar of law enforcement, that there were two previous investigations. Neither of those investigations resulted in state or federal criminal charges.
The shooter was killed by police in a gunfight. A Lakewood police officer and another victim who were wounded are expected to survive. A prominent Denver tattoo artist and muralist was one of the five people who were killed in Monday's shootings. Alicia Cardenas was the owner of Soul Tribe Custom Tattoo and Body Piercing. Poet Bobby Lefebvre says she was a beloved collaborator to many.
She was always down to listen. She was always down to share. She led with indigenous principles, so she was about community and communal offering. She's connected so many people together and been a light for this community for a long, long time.
Police believe the gunman had personal connections to most of the people who were shot. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says Monday's grass fire in Littleton was likely caused by arson. Investigators have declined to give details about why they think so or who they think might be responsible. The fire burned about 150 acres and forced some evacuations. It burned to within a few yards of an apartment building. Overdoses from fentanyl have hit a crisis point in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry says the numbers have jumped dramatically in the last few years.
Let's just take El Paso County, for example. There were four deaths of fentanyl overdoses in 2019 that they know of. And this year, they're expecting more than 100. You know, nationwide, there were more deaths from overdoses for the first time than car crashes and gun violence deaths combined.
CPR's Allison Sherry. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has picked up the call to ask state lawmakers for help to address the overdoses. And there's more news at CPR.org.